Is the truth your native language? Know who you're talking to. First, a quotation from Scripture, from John chapter 8, verses 42 through 44. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and a father of lies." All right, miscommunication often results from differences in spoken or written language. Experts suggest there were 7,106 living languages used across the world in 2018. Add cultural norms and differences on top of language, and it is little wonder why it is so difficult to communicate clearly with others. Often when we experience difficulty communicating and interacting with others, we say, "I couldn't understand a word they said. I don't speak their language, and they sure don't speak mine." Communication challenges have existed for centuries. Here we see Jesus experiencing this very problem. He identified this as the core issue underlying the Pharisees' inability to hear and understand his message. Jesus explained that they were each speaking their own native language. Jesus' native language was and is always God's word, the living truth. The native language of all unbelievers is Satan's lies. Jesus went further and called the Pharisees the children of the devil. He referred to Satan as a murderer, the father of all lies, and declared, "There is no truth in him." With this fundamental distinction in our makeup, it is impossible to communicate with someone who has no inherent grasp or understanding of the truth. Sadly, miscommunication, arguments, and tension are inevitable. Child of God, when you find yourself in situations similar to the one in this passage, don't be deterred or frustrated. I encourage you to simply copy Jesus' behavior. Don't be afraid to speak the truth in love, confidence, and boldness. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you by revealing the other person's native language. Is their language godly truth or Satan's lies? It is always helpful to know who you're talking to. Father, thank you for giving me your unchanging and eternal word. Your word is truth and light in a dark world and always reveals the lies of Satan. Holy Spirit, teach me to speak the truth in love, in confidence, and boldness at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.